Lots of topics that we're covering during the course of the morning. I want to speak to Patrick Corrigan from Amnesty International. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Patrick, serious issue is on the news this morning in relation to hate crime.
That's right. Amnesty has a new report out this morning looking at hate crime in the UK, including here in Northern Ireland. Hate crime obviously can take many forms, both in terms of sort of physical and verbal attacks, attacks on people's property, and its motivation can be motivated by hatred based on all sorts of reasons, from disability to race to religion, sexual orientation, and obviously in Northern Ireland, sectarian motivated hate crimes. And it is a big problem. It's one that plagues communities and individuals right across the UK, including right here in our own backyard.
Will we ever succeed in eradicating hate crime, or is it naturally within the template of the human being to choose others that they will not accept?
Of course we can eradicate it. You know, hatred is a learned human feeling or motivation. You know, babies, children, they're not naturally hateful of others. It is something that they are taught on the knee, or they are taught as they grow up within, whether it's their families or their community or their schools or elsewhere, or from the media or from bad political leadership. So this is a learned motivation, and equally it can be unlearned, and equally we can take steps to ensure that it is not learned in the first place, and that we develop as a society that is much more acceptant of diversity, that celebrates diversity rather than simply tolerates it or shuns it or uses toxic rhetoric about it. And in turn, that will help us to eliminate the crimes that come from that motivation. But while it goes on, and we're not about to get rid of that anytime soon, we also need to see clear political leadership in tackling it and in helping the victims of hate crime and in holding to account those who are responsible. Just this morning, I took a phone call from a woman who said that she had been a victim of hate crime here in Belfast. It was sectarian motivated. She had had her windows broken. She'd had her car firebombed outside her house. And ultimately, they had to move house for safety reasons for her and her family. And she said that she felt that the police response in that case was inadequate and that the people who carried out those attacks are still running free with impunity. So there is more that we can do to tackle the causes of hate crime and when it happens, the effects of hate crime.
Just give me one example, if you can, Patrick, of where the race equality laws in Northern Ireland are behind those in the UK.
Well, you know, there was a time when Northern Ireland's race equality laws and our equality laws more generally were at the forefront. But over the years, legislation in the rest of the UK has developed and ours has not. And despite recommendations from the Equality Commission for our laws to be brought into line to really reflect our understanding of sort of race hate crime as it stands at the moment and what needs to be done. And I think that the ethnic minority communities in Northern Ireland have been asking for this for some time. And what it would mean if we could improve our race hate crime legislation, it would mean that the police would be more effectively able to tackle that and to hold those responsible to account.
Patrick, I'm going to have to leave it there because I see another man in outrageous garb coming towards me here at Shane's Castle. But thank you very much for joining us this morning, Patrick. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank. Bye-bye.